Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the simply massive universe that surrounds our tiny planet, and also things we can try and look for. We are joined, as usual, by the astronomer Christopher Phillips, who we're so grateful to have on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn, can be found in the south after sunset. The planet Venus can also be seen low in the west just after the sun sets. The moon is a mere waxing crescent this week.
And there's apparently been another one of these very scary near misses that happened.
Yes. So last Friday, an asteroid twice as wide as the Empire State Building passed by the Earth, missing us by a mere 4 million miles. Now, that may sound like nothing to worry about, but in astronomical terms, it's a bit too close for comfort. And this won't be the last time we hear from this asteroid, as its elliptical orbit will bring it back into our neighborhood in 2140.
Was this something they knew was coming by, or was it a surprise in some way?
So this asteroid was actually discovered back in 1998, so it didn't surprise us.
And so is it really a near miss, though, when they know it's coming? I mean, like, with this particular one that you're talking about, how far out were they thinking, okay, on this day, it's going to be closest to Earth?
Well, we can't really tell with these asteroids until they get close to us, because the margin of error is quite large.
Oh.
But in this case, I think we were quite comfortable that it was going to miss us, but we just didn't know by how much.
Okay, I get it. And how do we protect ourselves from one of these things?
Well, right now, finding them is the best defense, and there are multiple asteroid hunting programs in operation across the globe. One of the most important is Pan-STARRS here in Hawaii, and also the LSST telescope, which will come online in Chile.
But wouldn't it be much smarter to do like that Bruce Willis movie and just go to an asteroid and try to blow it up or something like that?
Well, first of all, these asteroids are very, very far away, and so sending a manned mission to one of these things is incredibly risky. We have trouble sending robots there to collect samples, so you can imagine how difficult something like that would be. But I imagine if the case were that dire, we could probably send something there to blow an asteroid up or deflect it off course. And in fact, people are looking at that right now.
So it's not just a big budget movie idea, huh?
Well, if push comes to shove, definitely not.
That's funny. It is Christopher Phillips and another fascinating Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.